Yeah, we wanted to just defend. And, you know, we wanted to put more pressure on their point guards when they was coming off pick and rolls. We was allowing them to kind of bait our defense in the first half. Second half, our bigs did a great job of getting up on the ball, making those guys pass it before they wanted to, and allowed our second to third tier defense to kind of branch out.
Did you feel, I know it's not like you hadn't left, but still, like putting on an old pair of shoes, I mean, when you were back out there?
Yeah, it feels great. I mean, it's going to feel great for a long time for me to run back on the floor, man, with these fans and my new teammates. I'm excited. And it was great to always leave victorious, no matter if it's preseason or not.
LeBron, offensively, last year at times the ball would be stagnant here, a lot of dribbling. It seems like the ball really was moving today, and it created the space that you guys need. Is that an accurate assessment?
Well, when you have unselfish guys, it's going to automatically translate to everybody. You know, myself and K-Love and Kyrie's a natural, you know, passer, and so many other guys, it just trickled down to everybody else. And you know, you'll pass up a good shot for a great shot, and that's what we can get because we have so many guys that can put the ball on the ground. We have so many guys that can attract double teams or just multiple eyes that, you know, the good shot may be a good one, but we can get a great one.
LeBron, how good of a rebounding team can you guys be? And if you're that good of a rebounding team, how you guys look lethal in transition when you're doing both?
Well, I say we shouldn't lose a rebounding game. You know, obviously there's going to be a game or two we may lose, but we should. Between Tristan, Andy, and Kevin, those guys controlled the glass. They all three of them had double-digit rebounds tonight. Obviously, we got to get stops that allow those guys to get rebounds. But you know, if we take care of that, it gives us a great opportunity to go down and play offense.
Ron, you know what it's like to play against close friends. Could you appreciate Coach Platt's kind of mixed emotions and going against his former team and guys he knows very well?
Absolutely. He was. You could tell he was very. Either nervous, excited, you know, kind of uptight, even, you know, rightfully so. You know, you got a lot of ties to that team, a lot of ties to that community, to that city, to that country. And for him to be first real game, well, preseason game, to go against his former team, I bet it was a lot on him. I don't know how much he might have slept last night. But, you know, for us as players, we just tried to play as best we could for him. And he was, you know, very excited after the game.
Bro, I'm sorry if you already asked the question, but was it always the plan for you to sit out the second half?
Yeah, me and Coach talked today. We said we'd probably play 16 to 18 minutes you know, probably take off the second half, and you know, that's exactly what happened.
You've been with Coach all week long, but what was it like to see him live out there in a game setting? He's known for his ability with in-game adjustments to relate to players. How'd you do?
I think his first test was great. You know, we gave up, like I said, we had some lulls in a few times in the second quarter, and then he made some adjustments and we was able to, you know, get it right back. And you know, for his first test, I think he did a great job. And you know, we got to continue to get better, and he's looking forward to it.
That's well, how good can this team be defensively?
Well, it's going to start with us just you know, have to buy into the system. We have to trust one another, we have to communicate, and we have to be loud. And those are a lot of ingredients for a great defensive team. We have a lot of guys that can play multiple positions defensively. We have a lot of length. We have a lot of athleticism as well, and that can help us. But you know, it's not how much we talk about; it's what we do. You know, it's, obviously I can sit here and say we can be great, we can be poor, but we got to go out and practice it, and then we got to, you know, do what we did. Excuse me. You know, from practice into a game situation.